Hey, happy new year, everyone. Happy 2020. Absolutely blows my mind that we're in January of 2020. So I hope you and your families all had a great holiday season, but let's kind of strap in and get some work done here because I'm excited. I really want to bring a lot of value for you going into 2020. And something that is so used and almost overused for January is setting goals and you know, setting, you know, points that you are going to say, you know, this year I'm going to do this, or, you know, I'm not going to do that. But I'll tell you this, and a but right there just negates everything that I said, so I apologize. What I want to be able to have or at least share with you is the fact that when you come up with a goal, and a goal that you write down, for the month, for the week, for the day. If you don't have a goal set, you just come into the dealership, and I don't care if you're the sales manager, you're the business manager, you know, you're whatever that you are, your role, your responsibility, if you don't come up with an idea of what the number is that you want to hit for the month, the opportunity for you to hit that number is almost zero. Because here's the thing. If you don't say, for instance, I want to sell 6 cars for the month. Well, if you're on week 3 or you're on week 1 and you haven't sold a car, well, now you're behind. Or, you know, you say that you want to get to 20 cars for the month. Okay. By the end of the first week, if you don't have any car sales, you're going to want to adjust what you're doing. You have to write or at least come up with a goal on how to achieve. Now, going forward here, I'm going to share with you some quick injections of getting some car sales that are going to prove successful for you. But you really do need, and this isn't just a January 2020 thing. This is an every month thing where if you don't, and I'm guilty of it. I mean, for me, I go through, and unfortunately, I have kind of coasted here and not done the necessary work in terms of prospecting and everything else that I need to continually do. And that's just a self-admission. And if I'm doing that, and I do these podcasts and Facebook and YouTube and everything else, what are you doing? You know, where are you at? Where are your ideas in terms of bringing in people that are going to buy the cars? Now, I can tell you this, I have not been as much actively involved with prospecting, but I've been reading a lot on the industry. I've been picking up a lot of the trade journals, listening to other individuals, other podcasts, other courses, and seeing how they're generating car sales. One of the dealerships that I'm working with now is consistently hitting over 250 cars a month, consistently. When I first came on board, we were right around 130. I mean, so you look at that going up almost 120 plus cars in a little over a year. That's fantastic. You know, that's averaging about, you know, 10 cars a month, but adding to that every single month. And you can do the exact same thing if you follow some of the guidelines. And that's why I share with you, if you don't put a goal down, and my suggestion would be to write it on a notebook. And just go to like a CVS or a Staples, or it doesn't really matter. You know, if you want to just get a piece of paper out of the printer, my suggestion would be to get a notebook, but whatever you want to find around the house and write down your goals, that will be effective. You can do it digitally, and I know people that will use an app on their phone, and as long as you're staying disciplined and doing that, that's fine. But it's not as easy to just, you know, write something down where if you are doing it in your app, you could forget it and go on to the next thing. If you're manually sitting at the table or at your desk and you're writing, it's going to have kind of a symbiotic association where your brain and your hands, you're physically doing something. I think you're going to have some better results, but you want to write down wherever it is that you know that you have. If you've averaged, just look at yourself over the last year. How many cars did you sell for the year? Okay. Was it 100? Was it 500? Was it 1,000? Was it 70? You know, and then divide that by 12. And that's a starting point for you. if you want to get an idea of where you should start. And then from there, add about 30%. So if you've averaged 7 cars, then look at doing 9 or 10 cars for the month. And then gauge your success ratio, because if you're not keeping track of where you are on a weekly and on a daily basis, how do you know where or what you need? Maybe you sold 10 cars this week, and the next 3 weeks you can kind of set yourself up for the next couple months or the next month, you know, or maybe you can take a couple days off, or maybe you want to go on a trip with your family. I don't know your personal dynamics. What I'm sharing with you, though, is if you don't have your numbers down and you don't know where you are and your criteria for what you need to achieve financially for your own family's goals, you're going to find it very difficult to meet or exceed what you did last year. And I can tell you this, if the last few years you've averaged $40,000 a year selling cars, the chance of you passing that this year are pretty nominal, if you even have a job. So, you know, if you've done 50,000 over the last few years, you're probably going to end up at the end of the year around $50,000. Why not break the pattern? And the best way to break that pattern is to put down your ideas and your goal on a piece of paper and then keep track of that on a weekly and on a daily basis so that you can get an idea of where you are. Now, what can you do to be able to start seeing some of these immediate successes in terms of car sales? And I've gone through some of them with you. I told you about, you know, you can rent lists of people that were at your competitors. That's a huge one. I mean, absolutely huge. For less than a dollar, you can buy mailing lists of people that were at another dealership within the last 24 hours, and you can get their name, phone number, and address sent to you personally, so that if John Doe or Mary Smith or whoever it was at a dealership right across the street and had their credit pulled, and you know that, you know, this, we'll say prospect A was looking for a loan of $100,000 or $50,000 or $25,000 or whatever it is, you'll have all that information, know what type of vehicle they were looking to be able to have. You'll have all of that at your disposal. That's huge. That's number one. So you could do that. You could also go in, and I share with you about going in and posting on Facebook and posting ads. And that's always effective. That will be effective for you. But here's a little secret ninja tip that you could do that not a lot of people that I've spoken to know that you can do. And that is going into buy sell groups on Facebook for vehicles. And this is a little sneaky tactic where if your local marketplace, and right here where I live in Lancaster, they have a lot of little buy, because the Manheim Auto Auction's right up the road from us. So there's a lot of dealerships in and around my neighborhood. And they have on Facebook a lot of groups that offer these buy, sell cars around the area. And if you go in there, you can start posting your vehicles on there for free. Doesn't cost you one penny. Yeah, now you're going to have to, in a lot of cases, request a membership to the group, but why not? You know what I mean? Like, it's free most of the time. Now, a couple of them, they don't allow dealerships to go in there, but if you go in as an individual, I don't want to tell you what ethically, what works for you or what doesn't. I'm just sharing with you ideas and suggestions that I know work and that will sell vehicles for you. So the other thing that you could do is you could set up a buy-sell group yourself on Facebook and start posting some of your inventory and then do some ads around the buy-sell group. And you can do that for a couple dollars a day. I'm talking less than $5 a day. And I don't care what salesperson you are, whether you're doing, you know, 5 sales a month or you're doing, you know, 500 sales a month, you can afford $5 a day, because if you can't, you shouldn't be in the car sale business. And by setting up a buy sell group and posting some of your inventory on and inside that group and inviting people to come into the group and seeing what type of inventory that you have, you know, then you shouldn't be in the auto business. And these strategies, you could also go into Let Go. If you're not familiar with Let Go, it's an app like a local app, kind of like Craigslist. There's another one called OfferUp. So LetGo and OfferUp both allow you to post your vehicles on there. Now, if you're a dealership, sometimes they do charge you. You know, I don't know what, because I started off going in there and had some success going in on the OfferUp and the LetGo. But I know from an individual standpoint, you can post on there. It's just a manual process. They make it a lot easier if you start paying for the services. But using those, you just have to think outside the box a little bit, where everyone else is going in and falling in line with everyone else and posting on cars.com, cargurus.com, or doing radio, TV. Those places are so 1980s and 1990s. You want to go where people are looking up vehicles right now. Are you using YouTube? If you're using YouTube, are you using YouTube and doing a retargeting campaign? So if they watch the YouTube, get them to come back to your website and then put a little pixel so that you can do some retargeting. And you remember what I was telling you about the retargeting. The retargeting is where you can set a narrative about your vehicles to the people. You know, if you've ever gone on Amazon and you were looking up, let's just say you were looking up network routers or something like that, and you leave Amazon and all of a sudden you see all these ads for network routers, or you were on there looking up sneakers and all of a sudden you start seeing these ads on these different websites for sneakers. Well, that's what I mean by the retargeting, and you can do that. And Facebook, you can actually set up ads where people are going in and specifically looking up Audis or Ford F-150s, or, you know, they're looking up Maseratis. It doesn't really matter, but you can target your ads on the pre-roll for specific videos. I mean, how fantastic. And you can also do it geographically. You know, you just do a little bit of homework. You can even look up on YouTube how to sell more vehicles. And by going in and listening to other folks, not just me, I'm here to be able to help guide you and suggest ideas for you to be able to sell more vehicles. I can't force you to do it. I'm just giving you the material so that you can have the opportunity of selling more vehicles. And if you're a dealership, or you're, you know, a mid-size, small size, buy here, buy, pay here, or you're a franchise, any of these suggestions will work for you. It's just a matter of putting in the time and effort. Look, and I know you guys are, you got to get up early in the morning. Like I told you before, when I was a manager, I would literally get up at 7:30 in the morning, get into the dealership around, because it was about an hour and 15 minute drive, around 8:30. And then I was there all the way until 9:30 at night and didn't get home till 11. And I did that, you know, I thought I was going to get divorced. You know, where it just was so much time. And so believe me when I say I'm just trying to help you out understanding better ways of being able to get more people burning your gas, which means going down the road and you are being able to share with them the different cars and you know, your dealership's mentality for them. Okay. So hopefully I'm excited about 2020 in January and going forward. And hopefully this is going to be helpful for you. And if you have questions, hit me up here. Okay. I want to know, I want to be able to share with you. If you have personal, you know, issues trying to do some of the suggestions that I had, or if you want to know some of the list people that I've dealt with, you know, I'll give you all of that. I just want to see you have a 2020 that blows the doors off of any year you've ever had. And I truly mean it. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm not here to try and get you to do anything other than to have the best year you could possibly have ever had. And remember, please sit down tonight. Sit down right now. Right now. Just shut off the podcast right here and put up your goals for this month and then every month. You know, put up your goal for the year, put up the goal for your quarter, put up the goal for your half year, and then put up the goal for your month, and then, you know, every week, and then daily. Please do that. All right, I'll talk to you guys again. Hopefully this was helpful for you guys. See ya.